You know, it's funny. We've been talking about tailgating at Michigan and Michigan State. Underrated necessity of tailgates. Because I saw this. Not good. Bathroom accessibility. If you're doing the sesh tomorrow, if you're doing the 11 a.m. to kickoff, bathroom accessibility is a non-negotiable. I'll just say that Washington's got a beautiful campus.
Yeah.
It's a great school. It's a cool stadium. It's an unbelievable atmosphere. They have a pretty good football program. Everything about Washington to me is a plus. I did see a number of lots where I was like, they have underestimated their bathroom needs here, their port-a-john needs here. Like, I'm like, that's going to take the person at the end of that line 45 minutes. It's almost like if you were and
it's like being an opening day.
And if you're at one of those tailgates where people like to drink alcohol, if you're at one of those, you may as well grab your first beer and go get in line. Because by the time you finish, take a couple beers, get in line, drink them, go to the bathroom, go get a couple more, get back in line.
I think I've seen people do that.
It looked brutal.
I think I've seen people do that.
All right, anyway, here's your no S analysis of this game. You know, one of our presidents, I think it was Dwight Eisenhower, once said, things are more like they are now than they've ever been before.
Ike said that?
I think it was.
Okay.
Yep. And I think of Michigan State, things are more like they are now than they've ever been before. And this comes down to the quarterback play. I mean, I think we can do a lot of deep dives into other stuff, but Aiden Childs, if he doesn't turn it over and makes plays, it's huge. Michigan's quarterbacks, if they don't turn it over, but quite frankly, the whole offense, but really if the quarterbacks don't, if both teams play at their best, it'll be interesting because then the Michigan defense won't be put in terrible positions by the offense. They also need, and here's the, so that's the number one thing. I mean, that's probably true of every football game, but I think it's more for this game than it's ever been before as it comes down to those guys taking care of the football.
I think you're probably right. I'll maybe take
it. And before anybody says no S Sherlock, I get it.
Yes. But, I would, I'll look at games like I always look at games, and it's, to me, everything starts with the offensive line. How good is your offensive line going to be? And, you know, for Michigan, I don't know if their offensive line is not what they expected it to be, but it's still a decent offensive line. Michigan State has been horrible for most of the season up until last week. And it's just, if State can protect their quarterback and give him time to throw, then Michigan State will have a fun day on the field with scoring points because Aiden Childs carves you up if he has time, and because then he could set up and just step into his throws. If he's under duress, then you bring in that variable turning the ball over, and you don't want to see that if you're a Spartan fan. Michigan, I have to believe it's similar, though, to some extent. No matter who's the quarterback, if you've got time to throw, logic would tell you you're going to be okay. But the problem with Michigan is they don't have the receivers to get enough separation where that matters as much. So I'm not sure how that's going to work with Michigan. For Michigan State, it's about their offensive line. For Michigan, it's about maybe even more so not turning the ball over.
There were some eyes on the receivers last week to say that they were probably doing a better job than they had done in previous games. So we'll see if that improvement, you don't see it if the ball doesn't get delivered to them. But, you know, they really, you just kind of keep waiting and wondering if the light is ever going to go on with the Michigan offense and specifically the Michigan passing game.
Well, and both teams have an outstanding corner. Will Johnson, we don't know if he's going to play, but he's an outstanding corner. Michigan State has Chuck Brantley, and he's been fantastic this year. So they can neutralize perhaps to a point with the best receiver you've got. So it's up to everybody else to step up their game. Now with Michigan, their best receiver is their tight end. So it's not like you're matching up Chuck Brantley on Colson.
Some teams have. And that's an interesting, you know, do they put a corner on Colson Loveland?
I mean, maybe they do. Maybe they do. Maybe they say, Chuck, go take this guy out. I don't know. He's a mismatch because he's a great tight end.
Michigan has seen that look defensively this year, and I think it for justifiable reasons.
Do they see it in games they lost?
I don't know. I didn't ask Wink specifically that question. But the other thing is, from a Michigan perspective, I'll just give you the B side of the analysis, and it may be an underrated thing that people should pay attention to. Michigan last year really played a great brand of complementary football. They weren't a perfect team, but they played to their strengths, and they didn't put the defense in bad positions. I think they threw 5 interceptions all year. 3 came in one game. And, you know, they put the defense got put in a bad position to the, it looked like it was going to get put in the bad position in the Rose Bowl, but that interception got overturned on the, was, I think that was the first play of the game, but they didn't do that. And a big part of playing to your strength is the field position game. Is it going to be good Tommy Doman or bad Tommy Doman on Saturday night? Good Tommy Doman averaged 49 yards a punt against USC. Last year, he was around 45 yards per punt. Last week, he was around 33 yards per punt. And that's extra first downs you're making the opposing offenses go. So you need to, if they get good Tommy Doman, then the punter, And I really do think this is a storyline to watch, and give Michigan State long fields is what they're going to try to do, I would imagine. So something to look for.
Yeah, maybe it's just as simple. You can just boil it down to this. Whichever team shoots themselves in the foot less wins.
I mean, it could be.
Which means turnovers, which means
special teams
errors. Which means penalties, because obviously that's a monster problem with Michigan State this year, is the pre-snap and post-whistle penalty.
Yeah, and as you look at Michigan's, like, shooting themselves in the foot, last week special teams, they blocked a kick for the third consecutive game. Third consecutive game, they blocked a field goal or a punt. They also had a field goal blocked, the first miss for Zavada all year. They also gave up a 36-yard fake punt. So these are big swing plays. There was some crazy stat about when you block a punt, you win like 90% of the games, which you wouldn't think it was. It's important, but you wouldn't think it was that important. I don't remember the exact total. Don't sue me. But it's something like that that are key, that is very, very key. And, you know, the Michigan State offensive line, if that's who they're going to be the rest of the year, that is huge for Michigan State, if that's who they're going to be the rest of the year.
Well, that would be massive. But, you know, it's one game. So there's nothing that you can say, oh, yeah, we got a trend here.
Right.
It's one game against a good team. So make it 2 games against good teams where your offensive line plays like that, and I'll tell you that Michigan State wins the game.
The other thing, we talked about tailgating. What about which stadium? Which stadium do you like watching games in better? And I get it. You like your home, but which is a better stadium?
I mean, it's kind of a loaded question for the fan bases, but I think the biggest advantage for Michigan State at Spartan Stadium over Michigan Stadium is that you've got space. You've got more space. There's not a ton of space, but a hell of a lot more space to sit in than you do at Michigan Stadium. It's the number one complaint I hear from people at Michigan games. I was talking to some Michigan fans the other day. And asked if they're going to the game. They're like, I can't do it. I'm like, why not? And they're like, I can't sit in there. You're cramped in there. You got somebody's knees in your back the whole time, and you have like 12 inches of space for your butt to sit down.
It does get crowded. It gets very, very full. Sight lines, similar?
It's football stadium. I've never had an issue with either
some
one.
Some stadiums are better than others to watch games. So I didn't know if there's a discernible difference between the two.
I like the upper deck at Michigan State.
Do you?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know. Maybe because the sight lines, maybe a little steeper up there.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. We got open lines. Got some line stuff we'll get to at 11. It's Carson Anderson. Just a reminder, you can stream the show with the Odyssey app. Download it for your mobile device today. Then you can listen to the show anywhere in the United States. Additionally, you can stream to our website, 971theticket.com. And you can, when you do the streaming, you can stream all of our shows on this station. There's going to come a day when the Lions make that big trade, Gator.
Oh, boy.
People around you, if you're out of town, you want to hear what's being said.
You're going to want to know.
AUDACY. Get it for your mobile device today. You want to stream with video? Go to twitch.tv. Search up 971 The Ticket. And then you can participate in the streaming chat there. Good community of people. Also, youtube.com, same thing. Search up 971 The Ticket. It's Carson Anderson here on 97.1.